Here we are at midweek, and Mike and Kim along with you. We hope to brighten your day a little bit here in the next 5 minutes or so. And want to remind you, the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit us here in the Valentine area and Cherry County. How to find out what to do and where to do it at? Go to visitvalentine.com. And, of course, check out all the different things to do. There's still time for a river trip, a fishing trip. Maybe it's time to start planning that ice fishing trip for this winter. Yeah, I know. I don't want to rush the summer away, but keep that in mind, would you? Visitvalentine.com.
Talk about local news, national news, international news, or livestock industry news, livestock auction reports, award-winning columnists, classified ads, special interest sections, and so much more. If you're talking ranching, you need to go to Tri-State Livestock News. It's TSLN.com, so easy to subscribe to get it arriving to your house every week. It's what ranchers read.
You know, years ago, we had some unspoken rules everyone knew growing up. And we talked the other day on The Good Stuff about phone rules and kids on phones and that kind of stuff. So here's some unspoken rules that everyone knew about growing up. Number one, you don't call someone after 9 p.m. If the phone rang late at night, it meant bad news or disrespect. You dress up for church, funerals, and flights. No sweatpants, no hoodies. You wore your best, even to board a plane.
Yeah.
You say thank you to bus drivers and store clerks. Courtesy wasn't optional. You were raised to show that. You return what you borrow in better shape. If someone lent you something, you gave it back clean, fixed, or even improved. And one more unspoken rule about growing up, you eat what's served, even if you don't like it. No special meals. You're not a guest. This is dinner. Eat it or stay hungry. Some unspoken rules that everyone knew growing up.
Oh, so the church will host an evening of fine dining, superb entertainment, and gracious hostility. Whoops, I think that's a mistake. Potluck supper, Sunday at 5 p.m., prayer and medication to follow.
Around for the house.
Yeah, there you go. I got just one more of those kind of little mess ups. The associate minister unveiled the church's new tithing campaign slogan last Sunday. I upped my pledge, up yours.
A challenge out there.
A challenge laid out to all.
Something from Gerald Gould today called Wonder Thirst. Beyond the east, the sunrise, beyond the west, the sea, and east and west, the wonder thirst that will not let me be. It works in me like madness to bid me say goodbye, for the mountains call and the stars call and, oh, the call of the sky. I know not where the white road runs, nor what the blue hills are, but a man can have the sun for a friend, and for his guide a star. And there's no end of voyaging when once the voice is heard, for the mountains call and the road calls, and oh, the call of the bird. Yonder the long horizon lies, and there by night and day the old ships draw to home again, the young ships sail away. And come I may, but go I must. And if men ask you why, you may put the blame on the stars and the sun and the mountains and the sky. From Gerald Gould today.
You know you're a homeschool mom when you get to change more than diapers. You get to change their minds. You know you're a homeschool mom when a child busts a lip and after seeing she's okay, you round up some scotch tape to capture some blood and look at it under the microscope.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you know you're a homeschool mom when you find dead animals and actually consider saving them to dissect later.
Ooh.
I know. You know you're a homeschool mom when your children never ever leave the why stage.
The why stage?
The why. That's a great stage to be in. And you know you're a homeschool mom when your teenager decides to take one community college course and comes home and asks you why the teacher wrote A-T on his paper. It was an A+.
Oh, that's what it should have been.
Yeah,
okay, I got it.
It should have been an A+. Oh, and you ask for and get a copier instead of a diamond tennis bracelet for your wedding anniversary. You know you're a homeschool mom when your kids think reading history is best accomplished while lying on the floor with their head resting on the side of their patient dog.
Well, that helps out, doesn't it? That's something we don't see in the schools, I guess.
That's right.
If you have something to share on The Good Stuff, please send it to kimhburge@gmail.com and keep listening for The Good Stuff.